But when God has spoken in His Word and said that we were to watch for different mileposts along the road, that we should do that, don't you think so?
Yes.
That we should all watch these mileposts. And in every generation, there's always been those mileposts that God sets for us to know. When we're coming, like if you were going from Chicago now to New York in your car, there'd be signs along the road pointing us as we near New York, or the city of New York. And that's the way we are now, as we're in this Christian journey. We're near this bend or that bend or different things. And if we know our nation pretty well, we can tell about how far we are away from New York if we say, well, now we're entering Plattsburgh and so forth, coming down the coast. Well, we know we're nearing the city of New York. Now, the same thing is if we know the Bible and know what Jesus said would come to pass.
That's right.
That's not seeking for it now. That's just looking for what He said would be.
That's right.
And then we're watching, seeing those things appear. We know then we're getting near our destination. Now, He's always done that. And before He does it, He sends warnings before judgment. For instance, before the antediluvian world was destroyed in the days of Noah, Noah preached 120 years and was a sign in that day to the people.
That's right.
Of the nearing, his message that he was speaking on,
yes,
was a sign to the people that the world as known then was near at the end. The Noah's preaching and his very odd way of doing it.
Yes.
He had a message that was quite different from what the people had been used to hearing. Enoch had preached and many others. But Noah had a strange message. He goes up on the hill and builds an ark. For he said it was going to rain from heaven. God had said so. And who could believe such a thing as that, that rain was going to fall out of the skies when there had never been no rain up in the skies?
That's right.
But if God had said rain was coming down out of the skies, then God could make rain come down out of the skies.
That's
he
right.
Could make His word be fulfilled. So he, Noah, hammered away at the ark, laughed at by the people. Could you imagine some of those fine people of that day, cultured, scholars, far beyond what we have today? For it proves that they were. They did things in that day that we cannot do today.
That's right.
In other words, they had an embalming fluid that made the mummies. We couldn't produce that today. They built the pyramid and the Sphinx and many of things there that we see of their signs today. Here recently we dug up in Mexico City an all modern waterworks where there'd been a modern civilization, probably in the antediluvian time. They were far beyond us in culture, far beyond us in science, and probably way farther advanced religiously speaking. But in the midst of all of that, a fanatic, supposedly to have been, began building an ark that for a rain was coming down out of the skies. He had one thing he could base his theory on, that was, thus saith the Lord.
Yes, right. Yes.
He knew that God had told him that it was going to rain, and the world had become so wicked that he had to make an end of all that civilization to start over again, and he was going to do it by sending a rain, and the whole world would be destroyed. And Noah was, the building of the ark was a sign to the world of the near destruction. Because after we cross over the line of God's mercy,
right,
there's nothing left but judgment.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And I'm dread and do not like to say this, after traveling many nations and seeing the conditions of other nations, and think of our lovely nation here. It's great, they say, to be an American, and that's more than a saying, it's a truth. But in the midst of all of it, in this great civilization we have here, I see the signs of destruction hanging
that's
everywhere.
Right.
Because men are walking like they did in the days of Noah, after their own will, instead of seeking the will of God. And our world has become modern. Every civilization, it builds up till it hits the climax. Then the pinnacle swings and she
right.
goes to the bottom again.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty sure by the reading of the scripture and the signpost that we're passing, that we're near the coming of the Lord Jesus on His second advent to the world. Then He'll have one more advent to come. There'll be three advents of the Lord Jesus. The first, to redeem His bride when He died for her. Second, to receive His bride when He comes for her. Third, with His bride for the millennium.
Yeah.
And there'll be three advents, and one of them is past, and the signposts are showing that we're near the second advent of the Lord Jesus.